when I started the website, I knew nothing about WordPress. I knew nothing about how to even get like a website hosted. How do you go about how to set up sign up forms, how to, I suppose, categorize all the right. aspects of it.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. This is Esprit Devora, and I am still in Dublin, Ireland, enjoying the Dublin Tech Summit. And I have another tech enthusiast with me, Christina, who is exploring all the startups and tech companies here at the Dublin Tech Summit as well. Go ahead and say hello, Christina.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Christina, and my blog is dearpasserby.com. It's a blog that discusses all things tech, TV, and travel related. I suppose I set up the blog there nearly 12 months ago, and I found that in Ireland there aren't that many tech bloggers, in particular women, that blog about tech. And while there are some tech blogs out there, they don't have a nice design to them, and I love creating and I love design, and I just wanted to have something similar to, in a sense, to, you see a lot of fashion blogs out there that have lovely designed websites, but I wanted something like that for tech blogging. So I decided to create a website that is nice in design but also talks about things such as tech that and that people can enjoy, that women can enjoy, while also looking at kind of a nice designed website.
And when did you first become passionate about technology?
I suppose I always had an interest in tech. In particular, my mum had a very keen interest in tech long ago. We'll say the first computer we would have had at home was about when I was 7 or 8 that we got a PC Pro. And my mom would have been one of the first people in Ireland to do the ECDL course back in the day, the European Computer Driving License, which was all the rage at the time. I remember she bringing home this gigantic computer, which was amazing at the time. And just like I remember she showing me how to copy and paste something on the computer, which I thought was absolutely amazing, like that this concept that you didn't have to like keep repeating the same sentence, that you could just copy right. and paste it. So I suppose from there, I just continued, I suppose, to develop an interest in tech and just, I suppose, the interest about learning new things and, I suppose, seeing technology advance over the years. Like the first phone I had was a Nokia 3310, which is coming out again this year. They're relaunching it. So I'm really excited about that for some reason. But
tell us about it. I've been hearing about it too. What is that phone?
Yeah, I suppose the Nokia 3310. It's a really old phone from long ago that basically all it did was text and call. It was in black and white. It didn't even have color in it. And long ago, basically, you had this game called Snake. And that it was this like 2-pixelated game that that people used to play on it, but they're relaunching it in November this year. I think it's going to be selling around €59. So I think people are just for nostalgic purposes are going to go out and buy it. But
I think we're also over being so connected. I know I travel without a phone because it just we have so much information coming at us these days. Mm. It's nice to really own our time.
Yeah, I think it's nice at times as well just to, I suppose, have the space and just to have a bit of a break as well. And I think that's the reason why, like, people are looking back at the, like, say, for example, the Nokia 3310, where you just had the phone to ring and to text people and that was it. Because I think that, especially me, I spend all my time on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook. And sometimes you just need to give yourself that hour break where you just veg out and watch something on Netflix or just I suppose, have a bit of time away from the internet. So it's nice to do that as well.
And you were saying you really wanted to create a site that was, like, beautiful to look at and about technology. And I'm looking at your site and it's really cool. Is this a WordPress site?
It is, yeah. So it is a WordPress site. So it was kind of, basically, I talk about tech, TV and travel. So there's three different aspects to the website. So I wanted something that it had all those things integrated together, but at the same time, if you had a particular interest in a certain aspect, that you could easily find it within the website. And I take a lot of travel photos as well. I talk a lot about phone photography on my website because all the photos I take when I travel are on my iPhone. So, like, I don't have a very fancy camera or anything like that. Literally any photos I take are on my phone. So I talk a lot about, like, apps that you can use to create videos or to, I suppose, enhance mm-hmm. ways to, I suppose, take photos to enhance the pictures that you take from your phone. Because when you're traveling, you pack light, so you don't want to be bringing bulky cameras or having bulky things, you know, to carry around with you. So it's nice to be able to take photos on your phone that are simplistic and that are beautiful, that you can show at home. But at the same time, you know, they're your photos and your phone is very light and it's easy to use.
Totally. One thing I really want to get into after seeing your site is how did you learn how to develop it?
Like that, it's something I just crafted over the years. So I would, like that, use YouTube a lot. So, like, when I started the website, I knew nothing about WordPress. I knew nothing about how to even get, like, a website hosted. How do you go about, I suppose, even in terms of, like, social sharing buttons, how to set up sign up forms, how to, I suppose, categorize all the right. aspects of it.
And for those of you who don't know, WordPress is a way to build a website. Hosting is a way to show it to the world. Just in case, you never know who's listening, but yes, go ahead.
But so, like, all those things I learned myself, and I think YouTube is brilliant for that. Like, back in the day when I was in college, I would have done a lot of posters and things for different societies, and I would have used Photoshop a lot. But again, I knew nothing about Photoshop and how to design things. So, like, I had to learn myself. So, like that, I went onto YouTube, looked up different YouTubers and was able to, I suppose, learn how to do things from scratch using different YouTube. Even back in the day when Bebo was a thing, a social media site, your cover photos, you actually had to, if you wanted to create your own cover photo,
right.
that you had to use coding in order to do that. So I had to learn how to code in order to, I suppose, create like a Bebo image.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was very popular there for about 12 months in college when Bebo was a thing. But you can, if you have an idea or if you have an interest in a certain aspect or if you want to go blogging, there's so many YouTube videos out there now that you can just, I suppose, get inspiration from, that you can learn how to do things. Whatever it is in tech, there is a YouTube video to help you.
Now, do you do blogging full time?
No, I don't do blogging full time. I work 9 to 5. So my actual job is I'm a social worker. So I work in adult mental health. So I suppose that's the other passion of mine. So so that's what I do on a 9 to 5 basis. So I love working with people and kind of helping in the community. So.
And we're here at Dublin Tech Summit. What inspired you to want to come here?
Like that, the Dublin Tech Summit is all the things I'm interested in. I love hearing about different speakers who have gone and developed different companies, looking at the different startups that are there and that are just, I suppose, establishing themselves in the tech industry. And I also love meeting with people as well, meeting with different people who have interests in tech. And I must say, you know, there's always this talk about not enough women that have interest in technology. But looking around here today and yesterday, there are so many women that have attended, so many women speakers that have just been absolutely brilliant. And it's been fantastic to meet with them and just to find out more information about them.
And what are some of the really top takeaways you've had so far? We're on the last day of the Dublin Tech Summit. It's been really exciting. I mean, yesterday, Gary Vaynerchuk took the stage. He's one of my favorite speakers. And there was one, what is it, make love, not porn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Cindy. Yeah, there's been a few talks I've really loved. I love Matthew Lunn. He was on in the morning and the first day. He's from Disney Pixar. So like he spoke a lot about storytelling and the importance of telling stories to build your business and build your brand, which was really interesting. And I also love Disney Pixar as well. So it was nice just to hear, I suppose, different aspects from him. There was also another fellow speaker as well, which I was very surprised at, that I kind of came across him by chance, was Rick Ferguson. And he spoke about the Internet of Things and just about the security aspect of that, which was really interesting, kind of looking at it from a different perspective. So but there's been a lot of talks where I've just come along to today and yesterday, and the speakers have surprised me. And there's been so many speakers that I've heard today and yesterday that have just been really interesting. It's been a great event overall.
I mean, I think what is happening here in Dublin is dynamic. There are so many companies are headquartered here now or have headquarters here, like Slack is here. Mm-hmm. Google's here. What are some of the other ones? We have MongoDB is here.
You have Facebook. Facebook's only across the road from where we are now. And you have Airbnb. There's so many different tech industries here at the moment, and like there's so many opportunities as well to learn more. Like for example, Google have a Google developer group once a month that anyone can attend, and that you can go to there even just to have a sneak peek at their awesome building.
Right.
And they do different topics once a month. It could be about Android, it could be about analytics. So even if you wanted to go and find out what was the latest information, like I attended an event a few months ago and they were talking about virtual reality, which was really interesting. And so it's great just to even have the opportunity in Dublin that these events are going on and that you can attend as a member of the public and just find out more information.
What's the best way someone coming into Dublin, if they want to immerse into the tech culture here, for them to know what's going on right away?
I think a lot of tech companies, if they're doing different events, they post up on Eventbrite. So it's very easy to access the information. You can search by category and you can find out all the events. A lot of them are free that are happening in Dublin.
Fantastic. What's a great way to connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter. So my Twitter account is Dear Passerby. If you're interested in travel photos as well, I have an Instagram account, Dear Passerby Blog. So they're kind of the two ways really to get in touch with me.
What's your dream for Passerby? For Dear Passerby?
Yeah. I suppose I'd just like to, just to build it up more and get more content and meet more people. And I suppose just to, spread the word to people that, you know, you can, if you have an interest, no matter what it is, that you can pursue your dream and become a tech blogger or become a travel blogger. And you don't need to know about the technological aspects of it, that you can go and find out and you can research it and you can do it if you want to.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much for spending your time with
the
Women in Tech podcast. This has been awesome. If you guys want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. That's womenintechvip.com. So you don't have to search through all the different Facebook groups. Always feel free to tweet at me at Esprit Devora or at Women in Tech Show. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.
The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.